Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock, and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer is with us live in studio.
Good morning.
It is Wednesday, October 29th. We'll be taking a look at the government shutdown, almost a month long now.
The cold weather rule returns to Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Currently in Wichita, it is mostly cloudy, a gusty wind out of the northwest. It's 45 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. The cold weather rule, it's designed to help residents who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months. And that rule is set to begin on Saturday.
And it will remain in effect through March 31st. It means utility companies cannot disconnect a customer's service when temperatures are forecast to dip below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of utility companies under the KCC's jurisdiction. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
We do have a traffic situation in Wichita at this hour.
That's right. This is northbound on I-135. And it's right around those 1st and 2nd Street exits, so just north of Kellogg. We've got a traffic accident. Things are really starting to back up northbound. The backup goes all the way to Lincoln now. And it's actually starting to back up onto east and westbound Kellogg as well as people try to exit onto I-135 there at the junction. So just be aware of that. You may want to avoid that for the time being.
All right. Thank you for the update.
The government shutdown is almost 1 month long.
Leader John Thune is venting frustration. He cannot get the 60 votes he needs to pass a government funding extension and reopen the government. One major area of concern is the nation's air traffic control towers. Air traffic controllers are required to work during the shutdown, but they are not getting paid. Union officials say some controllers are seeking second jobs to make ends meet. Democrats have voted 13 times against reopening the government. Some Democratic governors are angry about more than 42 million people losing food assistance during the shutdown. Leading Dems argue GOP leaders haven't shown a sense of urgency.
That was Fox's Mike Emanuel with that report from Washington.
Wichita's Textron Aviation announcing it's ready to invest $38 million to modernize manufacturing operations for the production of a high-performance military training jet here in Wichita. The company says if it gets the contract, it would also bring in about 100 new workers. Machinist Union President Lisa Whitley says Textron is in a good position to be awarded the contract.
Textron does the training. They have their new facilities, the training that they have, the facilities they built, and the skilled labor they already have.
The company says it's among four corporations that are bidding for the job, anticipating that the Navy will announce the contract award in early 2027.
Police say a reward of up to $5,000 is now being offered in the shooting death of 32-year-old Trayvon Stewart. He was killed on the evening of Thursday, October 22nd, during a youth football game at Dr. Glenday Park on North Grove in Wichita. Reggie Davidson is Wichita's director of parks.
We need to make sure that we have safe spaces for our young people to be able to go out and enjoy our parks and our places and not be in fear that they're going to be harmed or endangered. It's not just protecting our parks, but protecting our communities as well.
Police detectives received only a few tips in the early week after the deadly shooting. The unknown suspect was wearing black clothing, Stewart was at the park selling concessions as a fundraiser for a youth football team. There were about 250 people in the park at the time of the shooting.
It's 7:03 with Stephen Taylor on KNSS. Coming up, a live interview with U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall. That's next on KNSS.
This is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
It's 7:07 here at KNSS on this Wednesday morning.
Well, Senate Democrats on Tuesday blocked Republicans' 13th attempt to reopen the government after having nearly a week to mull their options. With us now is United States Senator Dr. Roger Marshall. I don't know. It's been 28 days, Doc. Help. Can you explain where they're at on this and why we can't seem to get any of them to budge?
Well, John, good morning. I miss my walk-in music, though.
You've I know. Well, when you come on my show, I give you walk-in music at least.
All right. I'll try. I've got to wake up here then and talk about it. Look, I think that most importantly, I want you and your listeners to know the Republicans remain united, that our goals are to reopen the government, but also get back to fiscal sanity. $38 trillion of national debt. We're spending $3 billion a day on interest, just to put it in perspective alone. And my friends across the aisle, and really they are friends, want to borrow another $1.5 trillion from our grandchildren. They're the ones who would be hurt by this. And there just seems to be an impasse over that right now. And then we could talk a little bit about Obamacare if you want to, but really this is a political shutdown, John, that Chuck Schumer had to shut the government down to cater to kowtow, if you will, to his far, far left base, that they're screaming, they're clamoring. And then you have the legacy national TV sitting there saying, you got to do something. This is all they had. And if you listen to Democrats closely, they would agree with that this is the only leverage they have. When you don't have the White House, the House, or the Senate, then this is your one leverage point you can do. You can shut the government down in protest, and here we are today.
This is unprecedented, though. We've now had the largest federal employee union that is now calling on the Democrats to vote for the CR, right? I mean, typically you don't have the unions backing Republicans.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And I don't think that anybody wins during a shutdown, but the Democrats are certainly losing, if that makes sense. But regardless, I want to do the right thing. And the right thing is to open the government. And if they want to negotiate on Obamacare and admit that it's an abstract failure, then I'm very, very willing to do that. Obamacare, think about this. There's 24 million people on Obamacare. There's $25 billion of fraud each year. And so, you see all these polling questions, and you say that, well, people love their subsidy on Obamacare. Many people are getting 100% of their premium paid by Obamacare. But, of course, it's on the back of your listeners and my backs. So people driving to work right now are paying for those free health care for probably 12 million people are getting practically free health care on our backs. So I think if the poll question said, look, there's a popular program by the federal government, but there's $25 billion of fraud, would you like Senator Marshall to fix that before you authorize more money? And I know how to fix it, and it's just a matter of, but it'll take bipartisan work to do that.
What are you hearing from your constituents? I mean, are they saying, hey, thanks for digging in, stay the course? Or are you hearing from people that are air traffic controllers or members of the military saying, I'm 2 months behind on my rent payment now or my mortgage, and I need grocery money. This has got to end.
Yeah. So, I'm the senator for all of Kansans, and I hear everything. I think probably one of the more common things I'm hearing is, I can't believe the Democrats voted against paying the military. That not only have they voted 13 times to not open the government, they voted at least twice that I can recall to not pay the military. So that doesn't set well. I come from a military family. My dad served there at McConnell in the late 1950s. My brother served. I served. My son is serving. So this is a very delicate thing to me. I think certainly from my fiscal conservatives, and I would put myself in there, it's like, we'll stay the course. We cannot continue down this line of borrowing this much money from our grandchildren. And I think that gets us to an inflection point, John, is I think the inflection point when the food stamps end on Saturday, SNAP, food stamps, whatever you want, that's going to end on Saturday, and that's going to hit both parties pretty hard. 42 million people across the country on food stamps, almost 200,000 Kansans on food stamps as well. So when that hits, and then to your point, the air traffic controllers, they'll miss their second paycheck on Friday. And if they stage some type of a sick day, if you will, then I think that that's going to be a combination inflection point where maybe it'll push us together, I hope.
Doc, I know we've got to let you run here in a minute. I had Senator Ted Cruz on my show recently, and you know, we talked about the fact that there are members of Congress that have a number of bills, you know, in the background that are working that have partial options, you know, to pay portions of the federal workforce, like the military, like, you know, bills to pay air traffic controllers or supplemental nutrition program, things like that. The problem is they don't think Democrats will even support those.
Yeah. You know, I don't think they will. If they won't pay the military, I don't think they would accept any of those bullets either, so to speak. I think they're dug in. We're stuck. All I can tell you is we're stuck right now. We have a bipartisan prayer breakfast here in a little bit that I co-lead, and you know, I think it's a time for fasting and prayer is what I think. And I think this is an opportunity for spiritual renewal of this country. And you know, and we're not on your show to talk religion, but I think we're in a battle for the heart and soul of this nation. That's what this is really about. We have so many people on free social programs, and there's so much abuse going on with those. We want to help people. John, you and I would give the shirt off our back to help somebody, but Kansans would like to see them help themselves, if that's okay. That we think having a job is a good thing, that schools should be locally controlled, that we don't think that boys should compete in girls' sports. So, you know, I think this heart and soul of the nation is really, really what this is about. And this is a symptom. This shutdown is a symptom of the disease. It's one more failed social program that didn't work, Obamacare. And again, I want everybody to have health care, and I'm working so hard on that. You know, one of my signature bills is a price tag bills, John, and I've been working on this for 8 years, 7 years, and I think we'll get it across the finish line that before you had that surgery, you have to be provided the price of what that surgery would cost at the different hospital surgery centers, or if you're wanting a prescription drug or seeing your doctor or getting an MRI done. So I think that we need to address the real problem. That's the cost of health care. I guarantee every one of your listeners today, if I would ask them name off your top five problems, I bet the cost of health care is probably in there at about number three-ish. So that's what we really need to be addressing up here.
Senator, we appreciate your time. Like you said, you've got the prayer breakfast coming up. If folks want to reach out, if they want to connect, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Really, if you go to our website, marshall.senate.gov, and by the way, Medicare open enrollment is happening right now, and you could go to our website at the top of it. There's a banner about Medicare. And just warn everybody, there's lots of fraud out there. Don't give your personal information to anybody. If you like where you're at with Medicare or Medicare Advantage, probably stay with it. There's lots of changes this year. So go to our website, to marshall.senate.gov, especially if you're in that Medicare age group, or you can call our office as well, and the phone number's on there. John, thanks for having me. Just wish everybody a great, great day.
Thanks, Doc.
U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, joining us live right here on KNSS. Let's take a look at traffic and weather right here. It's 7:15 on Steve and Ted.
We've got that traffic accident northbound on I-135 right now. It's right around those 1st and 2nd Street exits. Backup goes all the way past Lincoln now, and it's starting to back up onto Kellogg, those ramps to northbound I-135 from east and westbound. Kellogg's starting to run very, very slowly. They are getting traffic through at a bit quicker pace right now, but still best to stay away from that area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the live forecast from Storm Team 12 with Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Ted. It's shaping up to be a windy, windy day. We've already got wind gusts out there. In fact, at this hour, gusting to 47 miles an hour and it's making it feel like 35 degrees. So it may seem too early to be talking about wind chill, but it's part of your Wednesday forecast for sure, at least in the morning anyway. And we're going to have a good dose of sunshine. Now, the wind will start to relax a little bit once we get past the lunch hour today. And we'll continue to see that wind backing down as we move toward the evening. Looking like a frost, now more likely for Thursday morning. We've kind of been concentrating on this, and we are concerned about the temperature dipping down close to freezing for tomorrow morning. So if you've got some house plants that you moved outdoors for the growing season, you want to bring those in. Or if you have a few plants that you want to keep around a bit longer, might need to cover those up because it is going to be chilly tonight. And that's where we're going to start the day tomorrow. We're looking at 33 overnight, headed for 58 for a high temperature on Thursday. Much lower wind speeds the next couple of days. Good news for Halloween, a high near 60. And trick-or-treat temperatures will be down in the 50s. But without much wind, I don't think you'll have to cover up any kid's costume with a bunch of extra layers. The latest on Hurricane Melissa, of course, it did hit Cuba. And it's as a Category 3, it's now making its way onto the north and east, heading into the Bahamas. Winds right now at 105. So even though it may seem windy here in Kansas, those folks are dealing with a lot worse. And it's a Category 2 storm now as it makes its way through the Bahamas. Should start to pick up forward speed and likely get out of here. And we hopefully can stop talking about this after, you know, in the next couple of days. But the damage is probably going to be pretty significant as the sun comes up this morning in Jamaica, and we're certainly thinking of those folks down there. Right now, 45 in Wichita, again, wind gusting to 47. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
All right, Ross, don't blow away. Keep May on the leash.
May going to stay low, and I'll put rocks in my pockets
today. All right. Hey, thank you for the update. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. There he goes, the live forecast. Storm Team 12, Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen, every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted. It is 7:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. Hey, we do have a hockey game in downtown Wichita tonight. Home game number 2 on the season for the Wichita Thunder. And the opponent is one of the great names in hockey, the Florida Everblades. Wichita will take on Florida 3 of the next 4 nights, starting tonight. Downtown, 7:05, puck drops at Intrust Bank Arena. College men's basketball. We had an exhibition game in Lawrence last night at Allen Fieldhouse. One final tune-up before the regular season. 19th-ranked Kansas defeating Fort Hays State, 71-35. Senior Melvin Council Jr., 5 of 6 shooting, 6 of 6 at the line, 6 assists, a game high, on his way to 16 points. And KU sophomore out of Wichita, out of Cape and Mount Carmel, Will Fingball. Played a couple of minutes, got an offensive rebound and a defensive rebound, made a free throw too. KU with a big win over Fort Hays State to tune up for the regular season. Baseball last night was game 4 of the World Series in Los Angeles, the Dodgers and the Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays experienced an excruciating loss in Game 3 of the World Series, but they quickly put it in the rearview mirror. The Fall Classic is tied at 2 games apiece after Toronto beat the Dodgers 6-2 in Game 4, with Vlad Guerrero Jr. leaving the yard against Shohei Ohtani in the third inning.
Yamamoto. There's a fly ball to deep left center field, headed back there. It is gone! Vlad Jr. gives the Jays the lead!
Sound courtesy of Fox as the Blue Jays and Dodgers played less than 24 hours after needing 18 innings to complete Game 3. The World Series is now guaranteed to head back to Toronto, and Game 5 will be played Wednesday night in L.A. at 8 Eastern on Fox. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And finishing that game out of the Blue Jays bullpen last night, former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher Louis Varland throwing 20 pitches and finishing things up for the Jays in the 9th inning. As he mentioned, Game 5 tonight, World Series tied at 2 games apiece. We'll take a look at pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Philadelphia 76ers win in Washington, beat the Wizards 139-134 in overtime. The Philadelphia 70 Jayhawks, I should say. 3 KU guys helping the Sixers to the win last night in the starting lineup. Joel Embiid, 25 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Also in the starting lineup, Kelly Oubre, 17 points and 11 rebounds. And another Jayhawk off the bench for Philly. Quentin Grimes with 23 points and 7 rebounds as the 76ers are off to a 4-0 start on the season. And a lot of former Jayhawks helping out. And on, it was 70 years ago on this day, pretty good win for Shocker football on the road at Houston, a team that came in with a record of 4-1, and the Shockers went down on the road and beat Houston 21-7. That game played in Rice Stadium in front of 18,000, a stadium that would eventually host a Super Bowl. Shockers were 2-touchdown underdogs going into that game, and they beat Houston 21-7. Shocks at that point had won 3 out of 4, improving to 4-2-1 on a pretty good season. It's a great Shocker road win. Upset! Shockers won at Houston 21-7 in Rice Stadium. That was 70 years ago on this day. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that will make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the copper brick road to the land of Oztoberfest. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. We're coming up on 723 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A traffic and weather update is on the way. And tips for using contacts on your eyes for a spooky effect this Halloween. House Call for Health, coming up next on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:31. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday morning, October 29th. Currently in Wichita, we have a gusty wind out of the northwest. It is 45 degrees with a wind chill of 35. Koch Industries is solidifying its plans for expansion, putting in an application with the city of Wichita to rezone an area near its headquarters along 37th Street North between Oliver and Hillside. The land that the company is interested in includes the northwest corner of 45th North and Oliver. And that land is currently zoned commercial, but they're talking about rezoning to light industrial. So that application awaits approval. Koch's specific plan coming into focus. Some residents in the area, though, expressing concerns about how the large company's rezoning could affect them. That area around 45th and Oliver already has heavy traffic from Stuckey Middle School. It's just a little bit west of that intersection.
Lawmakers have yet to pass a spending bill that would reopen and fund the government as the government shutdown continues. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall sits on the Senate Budget Committee. He joins Fox News, the evening edit, claiming Democrats are beginning to feel the full weight of opposing the spending bill.
With this SNAP funding ending Friday, Saturday, that's going to impact 42 million people. I think this could be a big inflection point.
The congressional Democrats are demanding an extension of the health care subsidies, which are set to expire, including the extending the spending bill to reopen the government.
Sedgwick County receiving a donation to help with animals rescued from fires. An Arizona nonprofit donated 9 Fido bags, which include reusable muzzle masks, leashes, and collapsible water bowls. Leslie Bryant with the Fetch Foundation says these bags provide pets with the best chances of survival following a fire.
Fetch Foundation mission is to save and rescue animals and put them in to different different homes and different jobs. And this is just another part of that, knowing that even when we're rescuing animals from shelter and placing them in service, that the fire stations that are surrounding those dogs are there to support and be able to save those dogs' lives as well.
And she adds the goal is to have a Fido bag in every fire station across the United States.
A trial is scheduled for today in federal court in Oregon to consider the president's attempt to deploy the National Guard in Portland. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Judge Karen Immergut had issued 2 restraining orders, one that blocked federalizing the National Guard, another that blocked the deployment of the Guard. A 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit ruled 2-1 the Guard could be federalized, but the second issue, actual deployment of the Guard, was not resolved. Judge Immergut has scheduled a trial for today to consider the merits of that case, as the Trump administration's attempting to deploy not just the Guard in Oregon, but also the California National Guard to Portland. The Justice Department has argued that the president has the authority to send in the guard even over a governor's objection to enforce federal law and protect federal property. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
New information out of Salina about the death of a 7-week-old baby this past summer. The infant died in late July. Police have been waiting on a forensic report and autopsy results before going forward. The reports are in, indicating that something that investigators say requires further investigation. An expert from Wichita is now working to determine the manner of the baby's death. No arrests made, but there could be a person of interest who has been identified.
A member of President Trump's family is becoming a professional golfer.
Before she will begin her college career playing golf at the University of Miami, Kai Trump, 18-year-old granddaughter of President Donald Trump, will turn professional first, as Kai Trump announced Tuesday in a video shared on social media.
What's up, guys? I am thrilled to announce that I will be making my LPGA Tour debut in November at the Annika, driven by Gainbridge.
Kai Trump received a sponsor exemption to play the Annika at Pelican Golf Club.
I'm looking forward to teaming up and competing with the best players in the world at one of the most premier venues on tour. I will see you guys November 10th through the 16th at the Pelican Golf Club in Bel Air, Florida.
Kai Trump, the eldest child of Donald Trump Jr., will also get to see basketball star Caitlin Clark, who will participate in the Pro-Am November 12th. Jared Max, Fox News.
There's one company out there choosing to expand and develop a rural workforce in several states. This report from Brewton, Alabama.
Some companies will likely go to medium to larger cities to set up shop for their different locations, but Provalis is doing the exact opposite. They're finding communities of 5 to 15,000 people who may have experienced disinvestment and bringing Fortune 1000 companies here to do their business. Now, it's economic revitalization. Provalis provides outsourced IT services like help desk or cybersecurity to companies like Navy Federal Credit Union. Most of their competitors have thousands of employees overseas. The benefits of having an American IT team are huge for American companies, but the gains are even greater for the communities.
And that's Fox Business's Kelly Saberi with that report in Alabama. We'll be taking a look at our weather forecast now. Let's check in with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Passing clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, windy, and cool this afternoon. North breeze 20 to 30 and gusty, high 52. Decreasing winds, clear and cold, 33 tonight. That will lead us to widespread frost by Thursday morning. Otherwise, sunny and milder tomorrow, a high of 58. On Halloween, it's a mostly sunny start, then mostly cloudy finish with temperatures in the upper 50s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, it is 45 degrees, partly cloudy, wind chill of 35. We got a wind out of the northwest gusting up to 37 miles per hour. Here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 7:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We're going to look back and go back 80 years ago, right at the end of World War II, and a pretty good invention out there. Let's check in and find out what that was. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers, live in New York City. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. Yeah, this was a huge deal, and it's something everybody uses probably, I don't know, once a day maybe, at least several times a week, I would imagine, that we don't even think about anymore. That when it came out on this date in 1945 was a pretty huge deal. It was called the Reynolds pen, the first ballpoint pen. It was sold on this date in 1945 at Gimbel's Department Store, which is no longer here in New York City. But it was there at Herald Square on 32nd Street, right down from the famous iconic Macy's in Herald Square. And the day that the ballpoint pen, the first, you know, the invention itself has been compared to like the cell phone now. That is how big of a deal the ballpoint pen was. Because now this all kind of sounds ridiculous, right? We're like, a ballpoint pen, really? But when it went on sale, about 5,000 shoppers stormed Gimbel's that day to get one. They had to dispatch 50 NYPD officers for crowd control because everybody was just crazy about this thing and wanted to see it and wanted to get one. That, just to give you an idea of how big of a deal this was, they were, in 1945, a ballpoint pen cost $12.50. You wouldn't even pay that for like a box of 30 now, probably. Yeah, exactly. Now, in today's money, that's about $175 a piece. Gimbel's sold 30,000 of these pens within the first week that they went on sale. Yeah, they replaced the fountain pen, which was leaky, and the nib on the end had was fragile, and you had to take really good care of it. So this was quite the upgrade, and people were just nuts about it. Like I said, something that we don't even think about anymore. You just grab a pen, write something down. But when you, like, today when you grab the pen and write something down, stop for a second and know that that thing was revolutionary at one point.
I would imagine Macy's had to be furious that they didn't have it first.
It kind of makes you wonder how Gimbel's got this. And that's one of the things that I'd love to find out, because, you know, that's a very specific sort of thing. It was the Reynolds International Pen Company. That is who came up with this. Matter of fact, if you go to Reynolds-Pens.com, there's a history part which talks about Milton Reynolds. He was an entrepreneur, and he made the first ballpoint pen. The actual pen itself, the history of that goes back to 1888, when an American patented the idea of a pen with a ball instead of a nib. They had, the first ones had just like a very thin ink cartridge and this ball at the end, and if you push down on the ball, the ink would come out, and if you lift it up, the ball would stop the ink. And that was a pretty big deal at the time. Like I said, they were the equivalent of about $175 a piece when they first went on sale in 1945. So, you know, think about how far we've come. Now you can get a box of them of, what, 30 for, you know, hardly anything at this point.
Hey, you alluded to it. Gimbel's isn't around anymore?
Gimbel's is not there anymore. I think it went away in, like, 1986, I remember correctly. The building itself is gone. The site became the Manhattan Mall, which used to have several stores, and JCPenney was its big store there in the kind of the basement of that building. But even today, from what I understand, there's a PATH train station underneath the mall where you come out up underneath the mall. And apparently there is a wall that is still there where you can make out some of the Gimbel's letters as you exit the train station. That's one of the few things left to actually mark where this huge department store was.
Tanya, what's going on in New York City today?
You know, it's about 45 degrees. We're expecting rain tomorrow, and early voting is underway. We're having a bit of a mayor's race, you may have heard.
No, I hadn't heard. big three-way, as a matter of fact.
So, yeah, that's basically what's happening. Everybody's talking about the mayor's race and early voting and stuff like that. The New York City Marathon is this weekend, and it is just – that is one of the coolest days to be in the city of New York is Marathon Day. It is one of the coolest things to witness, and so everybody's getting excited about that and geared up for that as the runners come in from all over the world.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for checking in with us, and have a great day.
Sure. Thank you.
She goes. That's Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers live with us from New York City today, telling us about the 80th anniversary of the ballpoint pen, which I was going to say, and yet
you don't have one on your...
Well, no, I do. I carry a ballpoint pen. But here at work, I chew them.
Oh. By the way...
I always have one in my mouth as I'm going from studio to studio, and I don't even realize it, and I end up with these horribly chewed and gnarled.
Now we know who the culprit
pens.
Is who chews the pens.
Well, I've always known who the culprit was on that. In fact, I suppose I should warn you right now, if you ever run across a chewed pen around here, it's definitely Ted.
Mine.
It's Ted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I probably should have told you about that earlier, but I never did.
Yeah, well, now I know. I've not noticed, but if I find one, now we'll know who the culprit is.
Yeah, I've got a black one right here, and I've chewed it so much it's not round anymore, it's flat. And that's what usually happens. And usually about that time it just gets so grody that it's disgusting, it runs out of ink and I get a new one. So that's kind of my process. Bless the Bic company as I chew on my pens here at work. It is 7:43 with Stephen Ted.
You always wanted to know,
here
folks.
At KNSS. Hey, we have a Wichita Business Journal update coming up with the editor at the Business Journal, Kirk Semenoff. He'll give us some great local business details on the way. It's 7:43 with Stephen Ted on KNSS. It's 7:48 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A Wichita company looking for a military contract. And the editor at the Wichita Business Journal, Kirk Siminoff, will be telling us about that coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. A $5,000 reward being offered in connection with the shooting death of a man at a Wichita youth football game a week ago tonight. Tips so far have been scarce.
Two.
Ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Middle East may be crumbling. There's been death on both sides.
One.
President Trump expected to meet with China's president in South Korea within a matter of hours. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Still dealing with that traffic accident northbound on I-135 at 1st and 2nd Streets right there before the exit northbound. And it's got things backed up all the way now to almost Mount Vernon. So past Harry Street is where that slowdown starts. Traffic volume's really heavy in the Wichita area right now. Also, those ramps to northbound I-135 from east and westbound Kellogg, very slow as well. We've also, in that area, as people are looking for another way through, Douglas and Grove. Very heavy traffic right there at Douglas and Grove. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this Wednesday in late October. Looking at a high today of 52 degrees under a mostly sunny sky, but windy and cool. Low tonight down to 33 degrees on a clear and cold night, leading to widespread frost by tomorrow morning. Although after that, it'll be milder and a high of 58 degrees under a sunny sky on Thursday. Currently in Wichita, it is 45 degrees with a wind chill of 35 under a partly cloudy sky. Wind out of the northwest gusting up to 37 miles per hour. Right here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 7:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time to see if Wichita can get a military contract. That might be a focus for one of our local companies. Let's find out and get more information on a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal with editor Kirk Siminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Textron Aviation Defense wants to build the Navy's next pilot training jet in Wichita, and it's already drumming up local support in its bid for the contract. Textron Aviation Defense says it will commit $38 million to upgrade or update more than 50,000 feet of manufacturing facilities and create 100 manufacturing jobs. Textron Aviation Defense CEO Travis Tyler made that pledge at a news conference Tuesday. The Navy hasn't issued a formal request for proposals yet, and once it does, the newly named Department of War will receive them and is expected to award the contract in early 2027. A far northeast Wichita intersection may have some of its zoning changed. The 11 acres on the northwest corner of 21st and 143rd Street East is currently zoned single-family residential, but developers are requesting a zoning change to limited commercial with a new community unit plan. The Metropolitan Area Planning Commission has endorsed the change, and the Wichita City Council will vote on.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
On it December 2nd, the property abuts Christ Church and is expected to be divided into five parcels with commercial space along 21st and commercial or residential space along 143rd. There's mostly residential in that area now. One of the developers, Emin LaRue, tells the Business Journal an unnamed financial institution has a contract for the corner of the intersection if the zoning change is approved. And chicken tender lovers, take note. Wichita is getting a second Raising Cane's. This one will be at the southwest corner of Douglas and Rock Road, tearing down the building most recently occupied by BD's Mongolian Grill, and before that, Genghis Grill. But Ted and I will always remember that as Bennigan's Corner.
Oh, yeah.
Raising Cane's chicken tenders are scheduled to be available at Towne Square's corner parcel by the summer of 27. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
All right, you're the one that brought up Bennigan's.
Yes.
So, you know, any thoughts on Bennigan's before I start going in on it?
I just have one story on Bennigan's, that it was 1991, maybe 92, deciding to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. So, of course, you go to a place like Bennigan's. And they were expecting such a crowd that they had these tents set up behind the restaurant for the party crowd. And we were having some beer. I believe it was green beer. And all of a sudden, the tent caught on fire.
Ah!
We decided to go across the town east parking lot to, oh, it was Carlos O'Kelly's at the time.
Okay.
Way back where Bubba's is now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we changed to Carlos O'Kelly's for our St. Patrick's Day drinking that night.
All right, good
stuff.
Didn't
want to catch fire.
Now, Bennigan's had they had these shoestring onions that they fried
yes.
up. Just insanely good. Oh, man.
I remember Bennigan's.
And the Bennigan's, they also had a thing called Death by Chocolate as a dessert.
I remember that.
And it was kind of, it was just this chocolate ice cream concoction, and they dipped it just like a Dairy Queen dip cone in hard chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so tasty.
Bennigan's is one of those restaurants that you think, why didn't it survive?
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
But yet every time I went in there, the place was empty. So that yeah. was the problem, and I couldn't understand why because I loved it.
It's like TGI Fridays out on the west side that closed.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Used to love TGI Fridays, but if you haven't been to Raising Cane's, though, that's going to be very popular because I live on the west side. It's always packed, and you're going to like it if you haven't been when it comes out over here on the east side of town.
Kirk, have you been to Raising Cane's, the new place?
I have been to Raising Cane's, and it's very good.
Yep.
I am just not a chicken tender lover by design. It's not on my first things to think about.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And yet, it's right across the street from Chick-fil-A. And yet, they're still doing well. So,
well, they always seem to do well.
Yeah.
Drive-thru is always robust.
Yep. And Raising Cane's is good. You'll like it.
All right, Kirk, what other restaurants are we going to talk about in the 8 o'clock hour?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find some breaking restaurant news by then.
Oh, yeah. You get working on that, and we'll talk to you in an hour from now.
Actually, I hear we're getting a Cheesecake Factory.
Yep.
That's so there you go.
We talked about that yesterday. That's old news.
Oh, well, okay. So we need a new one.
we need something new. Hey, Kirk, thanks. We'll talk to you an hour from now.
You got it.
There he is, Kirk Seminoff, editor at the Wichita Business Journal, right here every weekday morning, twice every weekday morning with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:55 with Steve and Ted. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way, getting you all the information you need on this Wednesday morning. And it does include entertainment news in the blur.
Oh, that's right. We've got plenty to talk about in the blur. We've got a couple of actors who have become fathers. We'll tell you about both of them. coming up on The Blur in just a little bit.
Looking forward to it. Big 8 o'clock hour on the way. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.